He died, he rose up from the grave, and he's alive today, and your Savior lives. Understand that he lives today. Amen? Now, we sing the song, The Old Rugged Cross, and that's an awesome song, okay? But you remember about the old rugged cross. Jesus Christ hung on a cross just like this. Understand this. Everything that's tormenting you today, he took it to the cross, okay? He defeated it, okay? Satan been lying to you. He been even feeding you, pump your head full of lies, and you've been listening to him. You know, you just, what? Because he's speaking so loud to you. You got to understand.
Right.
You've been delivered through the blood of Jesus Christ. You have the victory, and God wants you to understand that, okay? Man, he's tired of seeing you get whooped all the time. Satan was beaten at the cross. He was destroyed at the cross. He's like that big mouthy kid in high school. You know what I'm saying? He's all mouth and no wind. No muscles, okay? But he can scare you, right? He can scare you. But man, when you turn around and you stand up to him, maybe even punch him one time, he shuts his mouth up. He'll run and flee from you. And God says the same thing. You know, if we resist him, resist his lies, resist his shame that he's trying to put on you, the guilt. Resist that. And he'll take away from you. He'll leave you. That's what he wants you to understand. The love that God has for us, that Christ died on the cross for you and me. And your life is worth living.
Yes.
Don't let Satan get in your head and say you're better off dead than alive. He's a liar. He wants to drag you into the pits of hell where he's going to be one of these days. And I'm telling you what, he doesn't want to go by himself. Because you were created in the image of the living God. And he rose up against God and was cast down. And someday he will go into the fiery pits forever and ever. And he wants to come after you and you and you because you're made in the image of God.
Yes.
That God gave you dominion in this place.
Hallelujah.
And he's going to try to bring depression upon you, thoughts of suicide over you, in order to drag you into the burning pits of hell forever and ever. And he's a liar.
That's right.
When he says you're no good, when you're better off dead, he's a liar. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
You're alive and you want to live because you're here today. I don't care if someone had to drag you in the church today. You're here with the presence of the living God, saying, hearing that God loves you and he cares for you. You've got a purpose in your life. Oh, it might be hard. No, it might not be hard. It is hard. But I'm telling you, you're not where God has created you to be. You're not there yet. We went backwards with mankind. We started off in the garden. Sin got removed. Now Christ comes in the light, we receive him. We're not back into heaven yet. We're not into the garden yet. You haven't seen yet what God has planned for our lives. But the Lord tells us and tells us and tells us, man, Satan is a liar. He's a thief. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to get up here. Okay? He wants to get up here. You know, the awesome thing is, you're here today, that means you haven't gave up.
That's right.
If you're struggling today, praise God, you're struggling because you haven't gave up.
Hallelujah.
There's hope in the blood of Christ. There's a release.
Yes.
It breaks the bondage of whatever sin gets in our head. We all get addicted on something. Sometimes we get addicted to self-shame. We doubt ourselves. It's in our head we can't get out of it, and God's going to get rid of it today. You're my child through the blood of Jesus Christ. You're born again. You are somebody. You have a life worth living. You haven't seen what I have a purpose for your life yet.
Amen.
But he's sick and tired of people getting thumped all the time by somebody who's already been defeated. He wants you to raise up. He said, raise up and see all I've
yes.
got. Dust your feet off, man. Yesterday you can't change it, but tomorrow you can. And you're here today to do that. I said earlier, you're setting your clocks up 2 hours for Monday. You're set up 6 hours for Monday. Because Monday ain't going to scare you no more. Or Tuesday and Wednesday. Because every day is going to be the same because Christ is in you. He delivered us.
Hallelujah.
You're free.
Yes.
But boy, I tell you, old Satan tries to keep that door closed all the time. If you have a dog in a dog pen, you know, one of them run around and stuff, exercise, you can open that door up. If they've never been outside that door, they might never walk out. Sometimes you got to force them out that door. And once you do that, you can never catch them again. You know what I'm saying? But you got to show them what freedom truly is.
Yeah.
That's what Christ wants to do. That shows what freedom truly is. And his word may set free from all the self-shame and guilt and stuff from the past. He's already forgotten it. When you brought it to him, he's okay, you're forgiven. Go on, don't worry about what the world's saying. Don't worry what the neighbor across the street's saying. Who cares who what they saw you do yesterday. It's God that we care about.
That's right.
He's the one that loves us and cares beyond anything. Your neighbor might like you as long as your dog don't poop in their yard. You know what I'm saying? Get one dog turd over there and want to throw you out, right? But God don't mind. Yeah, that's all right. Clean it up. Let's go on. Let's go on, okay? That's what we got to do today. I know it might be fun, but that's the best way I can describe it right offhand. You know what I'm saying? Is to continue and go on. Pleasing Him. And whatever thing you're encountering today, Christ has already defeated it at the cross. We have to invoke that ourselves in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I refuse to receive that anymore.
Right.
Satan, you're a liar. You're a liar. We have to recognize that, man. I'm telling you what. You've all been carrying so much headaches and burdens around. Self-guilt. You blame yourself for everything. It ain't your fault. Some of the parents will blame yourself for your kids. And some of your kids will blame your parents. Come on, Jesus corrected parents and kids. Only so much you can do. Jesus does the rest, amen?
That's right.
Yeah, sometimes we gotta step back and let Jesus handle things. We don't understand. I was talking to somebody earlier this morning. Who was it? Who was I talking about earlier today about Jesus coming into your life? Okay, maybe I was talking to myself. But you don't recognize. Oh, Brother Steve here. Next week, you'll have 2-year anniversary of showing your life to Jesus, being born again. And you thought, you know, whoever could ever imagine by just nailing your knee and saying, Christ, forgive me, come in my life. What a difference it made in his life. Every one of us.
Amen.
You know? Yeah, we just follow the Master. Follow Jesus. And he has a way of cleaning us up, straightening us up. He gets in our head. His word gets in our head. And so I know some of us are at the point we have to do it ourselves. I got to figure it out. No, Jesus already did. Whatever path you're going down, Jesus already got the map written for it.
Praise God.
He already has that map written. Not everybody in your life wants you to be successful.
Right.
Not everybody in your life wants to see you to be overcomers. Some people in your life today, they want you to fail. Because in that way they look better themselves. Some people look at you today and you're following the Master and they're making fun of you, but deep down inside, they want the same thing. They're scared to admit it.
Right.
And some of us today, we're bound up. Well, we're born again, but we're bound up. Satan is hard wrapping himself. We were free at one time. Boy, we were set free. We run around. Oh, yes, praise God, praise God. But we started hearing that voice. And we started going back to where we came from. And just slowly, Satan started putting them cords around us again. Hey, I'm still born again. But being deceived, them lies are coming back. The lies are coming back. Maybe that's you today. But you know what? You ain't giving up. You're here. Oh, you had to fight to come today. Somebody here had to fight really big time to come to church today. Satan did everything he did to try to keep you away from coming to the house of God. When you stood today in His presence, when the Spirit of God is here through your praise and worship, He already started unwrapping them cords on you.
Hallelujah.
He's already setting you free. He's hugging somebody right now. Saying, man, your life is worth it. I'm telling you, it is worth it. I'll set you free. But, Jesus, I've tried 20 times. Okay, let's go for 21.
Yeah.
There is no limit on how many times we can get back up and go again.
Hallelujah.
There's no limit. God has not put a limit in it. And if you say, well, I'm going to try it one more time, I'm going to give up. Don't say that. That's not God saying that. You know, I made a similar statement 20 years ago. God, I'll try you for a year. That was dumb. Of course, I wasn't born again yet. But I'll go to church for a year and see if I'm any different. Well, I set myself up for failure because Satan was to sit back for a year. And then if I was counting the days down, he would sit back there and say, okay, 364 days, 63. Let me do what I want. And then that last day, man, he would hit me. Well, I'm telling you, about a week later, I gave my life to Christ, never looked back. Don't limit ourselves. And don't limit other people. Don't ever limit other people. I know you get burnt out. Oh, my land, one more time. Bob had a lot of problems in your life, right? Man, you'd just pulling your hair out, wouldn't you, brother? You never given up, though, huh? You had, what, a couple, 3 daughters? Four daughters. Ah, that's nothing. They're easy to raise. But never giving up. This is the last time. No. Shall never be the last time. How many times was it before you got it right? I know you're not all right now. But finally, it sunk in. You got, oh man, I'm on my right path. Here to encourage one another. But Satan is lying. He's deceiving. His time is short. And this is why you're going through. That's why God laid on my heart this weekend about struggling, even coming to fellowship.
You need water?
Yeah, I need something here. Whew, man. That's why you guys in there. Your private stash. Wow, we were singing George Jones. Like, ooh, white lightning. That's why the struggle is so great in your life. Now, your victories are getting more, but the heaviness that you carry around with you is because the time of the coming of the Master is very, very soon.
That's right.
And I'm telling you what, Satan has pulled out every stop that he has. And he's coming with you at both barrels. But truly, greater the He that's in you than He that's in the world. You have the victory. Don't give up. Stand firm. Stand firm, continue to intercede, continue to pray. Lord, I need strength. God, help me today. Keep me from going crazy. Because living inside of you is the hope of the world. Jesus Christ. We can all look around at different generations and say, oh man. We look at this generation or that generation. And you're their hope. The prayers that you're praying, they are not going unheard. Understand that. They're mighty. You know, when Satan says, yeah, you've been praying how long and it ain't changed? Isn't Satan a liar? You haven't seen the outcome of your prayers yet. God is still working it out. He's still forming it, but don't stop praying. In fact, I can say anything, continue to pray more and more and more. Hey, we have plenty of time to relax in heaven. But right now, the battle is raging. And He's chosen you to live at the time of now. I truly believe this generation will not pass before the coming of the Lord. There's nothing really to save for. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to put stuff away for 30 years. Now, the only way I would say different, if you're going to buy a house, get a 30-year loan. You don't have to worry about paying it off. But I'm telling you, life is worth living.
Amen.
And Satan is a liar. He's got a time coming. He already has a reservation. He has a reservation. He don't want to be by himself. He wants you to go with him. God, out of His love for us, shows us the deception that Satan has. God's desire is never to scare us. God's desire is to inform us and to protect us. And we look at the scriptures today, and we look at the elements that Satan has coming his way. And many of us today, if we had a hotel room, we'll turn the lights up. If we had a hotel room somewhere and it's got a spa and all kind of awesome things in it, man, I'm telling you what. We had no problem at all inviting other people to come, probably. Hey, share this with me. I got this hot tub. It's got room for 14 people in it. It's already paid for. Come on, we're doing. Okay. They had to go to work, if you guys, young people. Got to keep them working, right? Well, in the reverse of that, Satan has got an appointment coming. That's a place called hell. And I know we say, you know, wish Satan would go back to hell where he came from, but Satan has never been in hell yet. Cast down by heaven to the earth, the day is coming, he will be put in there. All because of his rebellion against God. And his hatred is so great towards you, because God, after he made Lucifer, he made you. Made mankind in his image. Then he gave us dominion over this earth. And Satan hated that because he was in charge. He was cast down here. Wow. Here has somebody, give somebody something, they take it from them, give it to you, how mad the other person gets. Yeah. What's that? That's yours. That's what happened to Satan. That's why the wrath is so great right now. That's why the intense fight is going on. And he's trying to take you with him. Not just you, but the generation that following after you and after them. And Christ describes some of the elements of hell. And then I'll give you a few scriptures. You can turn your Bible if you want to, but you don't have to. I'm going to go through quite a few of them this morning. But the 13th chapter of Matthew, talking about Satan and those who follow him, it says, in verse 42, and he will cast them into the furnace of fire. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And what Jesus is showing us right there, that hell is no place where you want to go to. Hell isn't a place you want to hang out. I know some of them think, I'm going to go to hell and party with the devil, and there's no party in hell. This is where Satan is headed towards. He cannot change it. He's already been sentenced there. But you have not been sealed yet with this place of torment. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been released from this. We were born in sin. We have a sin nature. And we die in our sins. This is where we go. That's why Satan loves to try to stop you from coming to church and hear the Word of God. No. If he can keep you convinced that, well, man, everybody does this. You know, I don't need to go to church. I want to hang out with my friends. Man, they're all right now. They're eating pizza somewhere, getting ready for the Browns game or whatever. Yeah, and you knew they need prayer right there, the Browns team. If he can keep you away from the Word of God to hear the truth, he just keeps you wrapped up. And this sentence that he has for hell becomes your sentence. And he's happy. Satan would be happy with that. The day is coming very, very soon. But God says, enough is enough. And the Son's coming back for his bride, for the church. And all the struggling, all the fighting you've been going through, all the temptation you've been overcoming, all going to be the past. Because he's taking the church out of here. Matthew 25:41, his word says, Jesus will say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Saying, time is coming when God will separate it. You might be here today. And it's like everybody who doesn't go to church has got it made. Man, they've got the best video games now, best cars, best jobs, cutest boyfriend or girlfriend, whichever it might be. But the day is coming when God's going to separate those who are His from those who are not. This trial that you're going through, this wolf is trying to bring you into their darkness. Man. There's a great big penalty for that, a price to pay for that. The Bible says the wages of sin is separation from God for eternity. I know it seems like it's an end thing to do, to be like everybody else. But Jesus died on that cross because we were all like everybody else. We were all in sin. We were all in need of a Savior. We all have been lied to. We all been blinded. We all have been convinced that, man, this is the way life is, and this is what we do. Yeah. And we say, well, God made me this way. But God did not make us this way. He made two people, Adam and Eve, told them to multiply. Before they did, they fell into sin. So we are made in the image of Adam and Eve, I can put it that way, born in sin. That's why the Master came. That's why Jesus came. He came to rescue us from our sins. Remember that breath that God breathed into Adam? A man sinned, that breath, boom, that Spirit of God left. So Jesus says, be born again, born of the Spirit. When you receive Christ as your Savior, Lord, that Spirit comes into us. Born again. Delivered. Delivered from that debt that we had to pay. But Satan doesn't like you to know that. He wants to come after you or your family or your friends because he hates God. He cannot stand God. I know at times, again, it's a struggle. We got to fight ourselves. We have to fight, and I don't mean physical fight people. But Satan wants to wear you down. I want you to understand his tricks. He wants to wear you down. And the greatest way of defeating you is keeping you by yourself. Yeah. Keep you at home. Keep that way you can be in your head. And folks, I know sometimes people say, man, I'm just so depressed. I don't want to go anywhere. That's the worst thing you can do. Yeah. Fellowship with other believers. The power of prayer. Hey, devil's in my head today. He's really giving me these thoughts. Pray with me. Pray for me. Get removed from that. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 says, and these will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. Again, away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. And that can be an ongoing thing. If we choose to live a life without God, if we choose to live a life on our own, if we choose not to have God involved in our life today, eternity will be the same way. Eternally be the same way. We want God in my life today. When I die, He won't be in my life. God's in heaven. Hell is for those who reject Jesus. But God doesn't want us there. Understand that. He does not want you or me there. That's why, again, the Master came. That's why He carried that cross. He took every temptation that we go through to that cross. He brought healing to us through that cross. You've been reconciled to the Heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus Christ because of that cross. Now, He is the power. And He is the glory. He is the strength. You are not defeated. You are not defeated. He wants you to understand that. You're not defeated. In Revelation 20:10, He says, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. Revelation 20, verse 10. And the devil who deceived them. The Word of God is already telling us that the devil who deceived them. Who deceived who? Us. This one's been coming against us. This one through the blood of Christ. If you're born again today, you've been delivered from. He came to deceive us. Okay? So again, when you fall into temptation, don't shame yourself. Because you fell into the hands of the great deceiver. And Jesus took your shame to the cross. Understand that. He already paid for that. You just recognize it, you get up, and keep on. Don't dwell on it. For he is a great liar, Satan is. And when he tells you all these things that you got to have and possess in order to be successful or be lovable. And folks, Satan doesn't walk down the street talking to you as Satan. He talks to you through your so-called friends and your family. I'm not saying your family is possessed. Don't get me wrong. But the words that's thrown at you try to browbeat you down. He's a liar. As a child of God, you're born in His, made in His image. Remember that. You're His son, His daughter. You have a brother named Jesus. I mean, that's awesome, you know. We'll go through your family tree. Who's your brother? Jesus. I might look at you kind of weird. But is that what the Bible says? I think John 1:12. Those who receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord become a child of God and become heir of the throne of Jesus. Awesome. We have a great inheritance handed down to us. But He's a great deceiver. And be thrown into a lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are also. And there will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. So all these things that's coming against you, all these things that has happened to you, and you think, man, why is going on? Why are those folks all running around out there? Why are they enjoying themselves? Here I am, feel like I'm defeated. Well, a time is coming. What has been done? We'll have a judgment. Now, we should never rejoice because of somebody going to hell. May our heart never be that way. But God won't be mocked. He will not be mocked, and a day will come that we'll all stand in judgment. Christians, you stand at the beamer seat judgment right after the rapture. Everything we've done for the Master will be judged. You're not judged whether you're heaven or hell. You're already in heaven. But those who reject Jesus, at the end of the age, will stand before the white throne judgment and give account for everything. The biggest account they're going to give is, what did you do with Jesus? You know? What did you do with Jesus? In verse 11 of Revelation 20, it says, "And I saw a great white throne and Him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. And death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." That's why the fight goes on. That's why the pressure you walk in. Because Satan wants to take you there where he's going to be at. That's why he continues to lie to you. That's why sometimes you have such low self-esteem. Because he'll convince you, if you want to be somebody at all, you got to be this way or that way. Oh, God truly loved you, you wouldn't be gone through this. But he's a liar. He's a liar. And the biggest thing he wants to do is bring discouragement to you. I'm just here today to tell you that God loves you, He cares for you. He's given all that He can to us. He wants us to recognize the lies of the enemy. He wants to encourage you to continue to pray, continue to hear His word, not to give up, to continue to be strengthened. And the prayers that you are praying is being heard by the Heavenly Father. They're not going on. I don't care, the more you pray, the worse things look. That's okay. That's okay. We don't go by looks. We go by His word. Yes, amen. We walk by faith. God says to do it, I'm going to do it. Quit taking the responsibility of God on your shoulders. We speak His word. We trust Him. We see results. Have anybody ever prayed before and have your prayers answered? Okay. Anybody ever prayed before and have them answered but answered differently? And it's trying to be the best way? You just got to trust in Him. When the Master went to heaven, they sent the Holy Spirit to equip us, to strengthen us. You think, well, what would Jesus do if He was here? Think what He would do. And do it. What would Jesus say? Oh, wow. Well, man, I tell you, He was speaking of this mountain in my life. He said, hey, mountain, cast into the sea. Okay. Who lives in you?
Amen.
Jesus. What spirit lives in you?
Amen.
Wow. He said it will obey us. It will believe. Think of that. I mean, that's His word. You are something. You understand that, guys? You are. I mean, Christ lives in you. He's still moving mountains. He's still raising the dead. He's still renewing lives. He's bringing those who thought was dead back to life. He's renewing hearts and spirits and brains.
Amen.
Understand that? Giving a purpose for life is still there. Man, by speaking His word, believing His word. I want you to be encouraged. You aren't defeated. Man. I just pray you get that into you today. You're not defeated.
Amen.
Satan is a liar. God said, come on, we got this. Come on, we got this. I'm with you. Nothing to fear. I mean, if the Master Himself would stand beside you today, what would you be afraid of? Seriously, you wouldn't be afraid. Nothing would be, you know? If I was going outside and into a battle out there, I got my son Ryan standing beside me, I have nothing to fear at all. Amen. What's that?
That didn't sound great.
I didn't sound too encouraging there, you know.
He's going to
protect him there. But that's where you are. When you bow your head down to pray, Christ is with you. Understand that. When you speak His word, it's as if Christ Himself is speaking it. Satan is a liar. He's been defeated. He's roaring like a lion in some of our ears. But listen to that small, still voice. Hey, come this way. I got this. And because of you, because of your commitment to God, His word says, man, I don't have just you. I'll bring the blessing upon your household.
Amen.
And your children, even though they seem so far off right now, I'm going to bring them back to my land, to the land. That's God's promise. That we continue to follow Him. That our children will return. And that means you today, you're a child of somebody.
Amen.
Child of God, come on, I'm going to bring you back. Life is worth it. He ain't seen nothing yet. I know some people say, man, I'm tired of having birthdays. I am not tired of having birthdays. I'll take you everyone the Lord wants me to have here on earth, and I'll take you the rest of them in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Because day is coming, we're going to hear that trumpet sound, and we're going to get up out of this ground, and we're going to out of here. And all this trial we're going through, and all this heartache we've been going through, man, it's all going to be over with. All going to be over with. And then you're going to run into people that you've been praying for, that have been tearing your heart out, you think. You just can't go. And you're going to see some of them in heaven saying, thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for not letting the struggles wear you down.
Amen.
You know? And we're going to say the same thing to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you not for giving up on me.
Amen.
Thank you. None of your struggles taking that cross to Calvary didn't wear you down. Thank you for my deliverance. 2 Corinthians 4:17. I'll close with this one. Or maybe not. It might be a couple more yet. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison." Otherwise, you say, man, is it all worth it? Is this worth it at all? Say, hang in there. It is. Because these struggles, even though they seem so heavy right now, the Bible calls them light afflictions. Think of that. Heavy to us now, but when we get to heaven, then we're looking back at it, man, it wasn't bad. It has nothing compared to the glory that we want to encounter and enter into. We just got to trust God. We just have to trust God, say, okay, God, and believe Him. I mean, He didn't die on the cross to lie to us, did He?
No.
He did not. In Psalms 119:67, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word."
Amen.
"When I was afflicted, I went astray." Otherwise, when I did it on my own, when I was afflicted with sin, wow, I went on my own. I was astray, but now I keep your word. Why? Because He delivered me. I don't want to go back where I come from. I don't want to start over again. And He's saying on that, I keep your word, and that's what He wants us to remember. There's no one that loves you like God does. There's no one that cares for you like God does. There's no one that has a better plan for your life than what God has. And that plan unveils itself to us through His Word. In Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." And His purpose, each one of us being called, is transferred from darkness to light.
Yes.
And so He takes all these things that we're going through and He'll use it for good. Sometimes we don't quite understand how He does it, but He does. We have trust in Him. Now, we can go somewhere and shut the door and sit in total annihilation of the world. We can hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. But God hasn't called us to do that. God has called us to follow His Son, Jesus. And to do that, we're out here in this place called the world. We're out here in the darkness of this world. But we carry the light of Christ. You carry the light of Jesus wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
Continue to let that light shine. Continue to share Him with the world. But don't forget to share Him with yourselves. Let that word that you want to give others to encourage them, let that word encourage you also. It's easy around to fix everybody else and be broken ourselves, right?
Amen.
Let the word of God repair you.
Amen.
And fix you. And allow Him to use you to fix those around you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It is worth it. It is worth it. Don't give up. Amen. I have a question this morning. You might need prayer this morning. You might need prayer for deliverance even. Shelly?
My daughter, Selena, texted me and asked her if she'd pray for me because they're really bothering her.
Selena? Okay, well, Father, we lift up Selena today. We just speak healing to her knees this morning, Father. Let this pain be removed and whatever is causing this pain to take place, Father. Be made whole again in the name of Yeshua. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
But if you have prayer, you have a personal prayer. I mean, something private. I mean, that's what we're here for. Come out in the altar. I'll intercede with you. You got somebody you want to intercede for the day? Somebody heavy on your heart? Somebody that just needs a touch of the Lord? Somebody needs to be revived? Yeah, that's what we're here for. No, that's what you're here for.
Amen.
You brought that burden in with you this morning because God wants to take care of it. So, have a time, just a couple minutes of prayer. Just, we want to play a song there this way. I just want to pray. And anybody needs prayer, you're welcome to come down to this altar.